nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics,
courtesans and eunuchs,
heroes and chases,
their tones and basses,
anderers,
philanderers,
cupidity,
temerity,
mistakes,
fakes,
rhymes,
tumblers, grumblers, fumblers, bumblers, no royal curse.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, March 16th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. As always, it's a great day to be here on Backstage. It's the best part of my weekend, I gotta say. And happy St. Patrick's Day weekend to all who acknowledge and celebrate. Please make sure you celebrate responsibly. A little PSA for you there. Instead of talking about all that today, what we're going to be talking about is some great theater coming to TheaterWorks New Milford. They're going to be putting on the play Wait Until Dark, a nice sort of thriller mystery kind of play. It's going to be opening on... I lost the dates. I'm staring right at it. March 28th with a special senior performance, and it's going to run all the way through April 14th, so a lot of opportunities to check it out. You can go to theaterworks.us or call the box office, 860-350-6863. That's 860-350-6863. And this morning I'm joined by two representatives from the production. I'm joined by director Kelly Solomon and cast member Sam Everett. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. It's your first time on, both of you first time on with me, I believe. Kelly, I don't
yes.
think we've... This is our first time meeting, actually.
Yes, it is. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. And Sam, we go back a little ways. We were in the Warner production of Mary Poppins a few years ago.
Yeah, back in, what was it, 2017?
Yeah, 2017, I think somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And then haven't really seen each other since.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the great thing about community theater is you're just going to bump into each other at some point.
That's true.
And so it's good to have you both here and on Backstage and to talk about Wait Until Dark, which is opening in just about a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from this past Thursday, actually, if my math is correct. I'm an English teacher, so you have to excuse me on the math part of the question. But Kelly, let's start with you. Before we get into Wait Until Dark, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself, how you got into this whole crazy theater world?
Okay, well, actually, I started out quite young in the 1960s. Paul Newman was filming Rachel down in Georgetown, Connecticut, with his wife, Joanne Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was helping out with locations at the time.
No kidding.
And they were in need of children on the set. So she got us involved very young, and the bug bit me. And I did every show I could. I started out, of course, doing all the shows through school.
Mm-hmm.
And then in high school, I did Camelot at the Ridgefield Theater Barn.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like in the 70s. I'm dating myself here. Oh, boy.
Well, everything old is new. Camelot was just on Broadway. So.
And then I was a theater major in college.
Oh, wow. Where'd you go to college?
Western Connecticut State University.
WestCon.
And was trained under Rich Reimold, mm-hmm. who founded the program at Western Connecticut State University. So I owe him a great debt. Turns out that many of us just stayed in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to pursue acting. I actually just retired from teaching after 30 years.
Congratulations.
As an English teacher and a social studies teacher.
We have a survivor.
Eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, wow.
Yep. And I actually signed with an agent last year.
Oh, no kidding.
So I was getting so much work, and I thought, okay, 30 years, I could get out, and I could just pursue acting full-time, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm doing.
Good for you.
I'm in two national commercials right now.
Oh, wow.
For one for Circle Water Bottles,
uh-huh.
and one for Medicare.
Okay.
And I continue to audition. But as you know, you have freedom as a teacher. You have your summers off.
Sure.
And I wonder how I did it, actually. I thought, how did I do it where I taught all week and then I went to rehearsals all night to prepare for shows? Because I've acted in the various community theaters in the area as well.
Yeah.
So, but it's great fun. And you meet such wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving retirement, semi-retirement.
Well, you know, a rolling stone gathers no moss. So, it frees you up to do more projects and things like this. So, it's nice to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that retirement can be a real thing. You know, because I'm only however many years in. I don't want to date myself at the moment. But that's exciting to sort of break in with doing a little something with Paul Newman. It's casual name drop there.
Right.
You know, but people forget that he was a Connecticut resident and was very, very involved in his little corner of our state. So with the Hole in the Wall gang and all that great stuff. So cool.
Yeah.
Great to have you here. And then Sam, we do go back a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were on backstage when the great esteemed Johnny O was hosting. Shout out to my predecessor, Johnny O. But you've never been back on with me. So give us a little taste of the Sam Everett experience.
Yeah. Well, just like Kelly, I went to Westcon for theater, mm-hmm. you know, just a little bit further in to when they had actually developed the program,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful. But I also grew up, you know, in this area doing theater. It was always just something that I loved. I mean, there were times when I was doing 4 to 5 shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to think about how angry my parents must have been having to drive me around to all those things. but they did, and it was very supportive, and you know, it really allowed me to figure out that this was something that I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
Which was wonderful, and getting to go to school for it, mm-hmm. and that was great, but you know, especially now getting back into doing straight plays,
mm-hmm.
that was always something that I kind of enjoyed a little bit more. Musicals are great,
mm-hmm.
but you know, as another tall person, kind of moving your body around sometimes can be a little awkward.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, just think of like Finn from Glee, he just never knew how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
I also came from a family of teachers. My mom was an English teacher.
Like
look
that.
At us.
Yeah.
You guys so many out.
Wow.
But you know, it was always just something that made me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
As you were saying before, you know, getting off of work and then going and having a full rehearsal after that, that always just made the day worth it.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it was like, that's not work. I mean, mm-hmm. this is something that I really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it could bring me till 11 o'clock at night and I get home and I'll get up and do the same thing tomorrow with mm-hmm. a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm. It can bring that joy and that balance. Shout out to all the theater parents out there that are schlepping their kids around to rehearsals and auditions.
Big
and,
time.
You know, even if they never do anything professionally with it, it's the memories that they'll have and the experiences that are going to be the thing that they really carry with them. So it is much, I mean, I remember my parents taking me, you know, I grew up in West Haven,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up doing a show in Cheshire, which was a bit of a hike. But they, you know, they saw I wanted mm-hmm. to do it. They made it happen. So theater parents, we thank you.
We thank you.
For the things that you do for your
Indeed.
Kids. And replenishing the pipeline and bringing in,
mm-hmm.
you know, because my leading man days are probably a little past me now, so we need younger guys like Sam to come in and do those kinds of things. But enough about that. Let's not get sappy and maudlin and whatnot. Let's talk about Wait Until Dark. It's a thriller. It's exciting. It's intense. Kelly, since you're the director, you want to give the listeners out there a little taste of what the show is about?
Well, most people know Wait Until Dark from the 1960s movie with Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
And that was based on the play by Frederick Knott.
Mm-hmm.
This is an adaptation, believe it or not. Excuse me. So it's a little bit faster paced, but it's the same idea, except it moves it to the 1940s.
Okay.
And Sam is, funny enough, Sam Everett is playing the role of Sam.
Typecast.
Sam.
It's perfect.
he's returned home from the war. And his wife is not able to see. Mm-hmm. She lost her sight. And the the part that comes in that's very suspenseful and thrilling is when her home gets broken into. And so that, I don't want to give away too much of the story, but
sure.
You could see right there, there's a person who is unable to see, and then her home is burglarized. Now, interestingly enough, too, there is a student in the show, an elementary student.
Oh.
She plays the role of Gloria, who lives upstairs. Mm-hmm. She's around, I want to say, 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to her mom, theater mom, who brings her every night to rehearsals. But she helps her. So she comes, downstairs to help her in the apartment building with her groceries and so forth. And she's a pretty integral part of the storyline because she helps her resolve the conflict in the end.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's part crime drama. It's part thriller. It's got a lot of different facets to it.
It's part love story.
Part love
story. It's a part women's empowerment, since March is Women's History Month.
That is very true.
Where she, even though she... has lost her sight, really is trying to live her life independently and without much assistance from people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's women's empowerment. It's empowerment of people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine it's a big challenge for the actor that you've cast playing the role of...
Absolutely.
I think Susie is the character name?
Correct.
Susan Hendricks. Sorry.
They changed it from Susie. Believe it or not, it was Susie in the original script.
Okay.
S-U-Z-I. They changed it to Susan Hendricks.
Okay.
So, but...
Yeah.
Allie Bernhardt is the actress.
Bernhardt. Okay.
She is a terrific actress. She's been in many productions in this area.
Mm-hmm.
People, I'm sure, know her. And she plays the lead role... And it's super challenging, but she is up for the challenge.
There you go. And we're going to talk a lot more about Wait Until Dark and the different nuances and facets to it without giving too much away. We don't want to ruin everything. We want people to go buy tickets, which, by the way, if you're interested in tickets for Wait Until Dark, you can go to theaterworks.us or call the box office at 860-350-6863. It's running from March 28th, which is a special senior performance, senior night, if you will, and running all the way through April 14th. Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2 over at the TheaterWorks facility there in New Milford. But to give us the occasional break from the chit-chat and to sort of provide a little atmosphere, I've collated some songs that, it's not a musical, but it gives sort of the idea of what you might expect from this. And the first one, kind of a deep cut, if you will, from a show that's never been on Broadway, but did tour the U.S. and was on the West End in London and over in Australia. From Love Never Dies, here's a song called Devil Take the Hindmost.
Miss Jury, I'm not afraid of him. I've bested him before. And if he ever had the courage to meet me face to face, man to man... No. No, it can't be.
Not afraid of me, you say?
Stay back, or I'll kill you, I promise you!
Of course. As you say, you've beaten me before. But that was a long time ago, Vicomte. And we were playing a different game. Look at you, deep in debt, stinking drunk, pitiful. Shall we too make a bet? Devil take the hindmost.
Look at you, foul as sin, hideous, horrible. Call the stakes, deal me in. Devil take the hindmost. Our Christine shall choose tonight.
Let her choose.
Is she yours or mine?
Draw the line.
If she sings, you lose tonight.
I won't lose.
You leave from here.
Fine.
Disappear.
Fine.
And if she won't, if I win, all your debts wiped away.
Very well. Let's begin.
Devil take the hindmost.
You think all you game. Have the odds, you think
it's
you're
change.
In control. You think
every
you've
throw,
fixed the dice.
Well,
I will gladly roll. I'll bet
the
against the house. I'll
rearranged.
Even double down.
Fate has redesigned.
Fortune's on my side. I won
cut
her long ago. I
let
won her from
play.
You. Then I
wager
her even now. I'll
once
win her
again.
Back again. And
in
when
the
game
end.
Is done, either way, devil take the hindmost. Now Christine shall choose at last. Is she yours or mine?
We've a son, our bond secure. Are you sure?
What?
Are you so sure?
What do you mean?
Such a child, strange to see. Different, musical.
Huh?
Is he more, you or me? Which one do you find most?
You lie.
Deal the cards.
Call your bluff.
Let them
the game
fall.
Is on.
Choose
and
your hand.
We'll see.
Try your
who
best.
Who wins out?
He who
once
wins.
And for all
wins
it all.
Devil take the hindmost.
Deal the cards.
Call your bluff.
Let them
the
fall.
Game is on.
Choose
and
your hand.
We'll see.
Try your
who
best.
Who wins out?
He who
once
wins.
And for all
wins it all.
Devil take the hindmost. She walks. You leave together. Pockets full. Debts paid. She sings. You leave alone. Devil take the hindmost.
That was Devil Take the Hindmost from Love Never Dies, the London cast recording, I believe, here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's rather fitting, the idea of these two men locked in a cat and mouse kind of a game, trying to settle their differences, and a woman caught in between. So it fits with Wait Until Dark, which is coming to TheaterWorks New Milford, opening on March 28th, running through April 14th. And I'm joined again this morning by director Kelly Solomon and cast member Sam Everett, who plays Sam in the production. And it's a very cool story because of that idea that the woman at the heart of it all is unable to see. Mm. And how does she handle the situation when she's at a seeming disadvantage? Or is she? Perhaps a disadvantage can be turned into an advantage. Who knows? Mm. You have to go to see the show to find out. So, Kelly, before the break, we were talking about the young lady who... Allison?
Yes. Allie Bernhardt.
Who's playing Susan, mm-hmm. The woman in question. As a director... I'm going to assume that Allie is not visually impaired, that she has
correct.
Full use of her sight. So as a director, what's the challenge there, trying to get a performer who can see to inhabit the character of someone who can't?
Well, she does a terrific job of of just sort of looking off,
mm-hmm.
almost like in a glazed look.
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments where she will move too rapidly on the stage, or pace. And I, you know, not being someone who's visually impaired, I just feel like everything seems to slow down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be more cautious. You don't know if a piece of furniture has moved,
right.
or a door may be open. And she doesn't use her cane inside her apartment.
Right.
Per se, but she also had vision mm-hmm. prior to losing
okay.
her vision.
Okay.
So she is familiar with her surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, just experimenting at home, of course, which I will do just for fun
sure.
in my house, say, you know, if I were to walk from my kitchen to my dining room,
mm-hmm.
could I do this fluidly, or would I be
halting
mm-hmm. along the way? And so that's what she is perfecting, and she's doing a terrific job.
Interesting. And Sam, for you, as somebody who I imagine has scenes with Allie in mm-hmm. the role of Susan, what's the challenge for you playing opposite somebody who's, you know, inhabiting someone who can't see you?
Yeah, so I think that was definitely something that I tried to think about a lot when mm-hmm. I first got the script. Because if they had been married, you know, they know each other.
Sure.
You know, they had fallen into certain patterns. But with this change, you know, it is thinking about, you know, what would my character do to make her feel more comfortable or mm-hmm. to make sure that she's still understanding, you know, because especially if I'm going to be, like, I probably wouldn't be walking around and making all these different sounds to distract her because mm-hmm. that wouldn't be very nice. But, you know, thinking about her feelings
mm-hmm.
And, you know, what she would want someone to do just to be able to respect the situation that she is in.
Sure.
But also just to treat her like a human being because, you know, you don't want to distance her from her humanity
mm-hmm.
in that kind of way. so I think that was something very important that I wanted to go into when I was approaching the character.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like, Allie is great. And, you know, just trying to, like, work with her to make sure that it's also believable for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, where it can show the years that we have been together, but, you know, how also hard that it could be. Because in the 40s, I mean, you know, it's not like mm-hmm. they're telling you to cure a scratch by having a woodpecker peck at it or something. But, like, you know, they're still a bit infantile with how they are.
Right.
Like, looking at these situations.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it's also just proved through her actions through the show that, you know, she wants to be able to work on her own, and it's kind of putting her under that pressure of, like, you know, like coal turning into a diamond.
Mm. That's a great way to look at it, I think. You know, pressure can create diamonds. So,
yeah.
And as far as the dynamic with Allie, have you ever worked with her before? Is this your first time sharing the stage? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how was that process of getting to know each other and finding that? Because playing husband and wife, it requires a certain level of comfort. And, you know, okay, in 2 months, get comfortable with each other and be romantic and whatnot.
it has actually been very easy. I mean, coming into this show as well, everyone, like I came in a little bit later
mm-hmm.
Than everyone, but even so, it was just a very welcoming environment, and Allie kind of, like, went out of her way immediately to be like, hey, like, how's it going? Like, let's talk a little bit about how we're feeling about the scene and, you know, what we want to be able to do. And then we just kind of keep on running it
mm-hmm.
during other scenes when she is off stage, which is not very frequent, except for maybe one scene in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also kind of what made it easier
mm-hmm.
is that... you know, everyone in the show really has a very distinct point
mm-hmm.
To what they're doing. And, you know, Allie and, like the part of Susan, you know, really just gives her a lot to work with. So I think it's bouncing off of that because, in general, like, this isn't my story, it's her story.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kelly, from a directing standpoint, how do you like to normally approach? Is it like, let's do a big read-through, let the cast get to know each other a bit, or are you diving right in and saying, okay, you know, come with some thoughts and we're going to make it work? Or
well, we always start off with a table read,
mm-hmm.
But you have to remember that comes after I've already cast
right.
everybody. And what I look for in casting is for people to come with ideas about the role itself.
Sure.
And that was the beauty of this. The fellas who play the gangsters, and mm-hmm. I need to say them because they are fantastic. we have A.M. Bott, who plays the role of Rote.
Okay. He's kind of like the central,
yes,
the leader.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And I knew right away I was casting him as Rote.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Greenfeld plays Carlino, and he is fantastic. He does sort of a, I don't know, like a Staten Island kind of accent.
Gotcha.
You know, it's 1940s. It's, yeah, Greenwich Village. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got... and James Hipp, mm-hmm, plays the role of Mike Tallman. And then, of course, Sam is the role of Sam. We, mm-hmm, mentioned Allie as Susan. Mm-hmm. And then Gwen Anderson plays the role of Gloria, the girl upstairs.
Okay.
So it is just, I feel like I've really been blessed with this cast because everybody is perfect in their roles.
And that is a tight ensemble. That's only, mm-hmm, six people, if my math
is
correct. So it's really got to come together. And so you say you start with the table read mm-hmm, after they've been cast, they've had an idea, and then... I'm going to try to ask this without making you sound controlling.
Oh, my style as a director.
Yes, yes.
I like to give my actors a lot of freedom, mm-hmm, because that's what I like. Mm-hmm. But I also want direction.
Sure.
I crave direction,
sure,
as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that what I'm doing is okay. And there are some directors that will never tell you.
Right.
And you're sort of standing on the stage wondering, was that okay? Did I do it right? So unless I say otherwise, mm-hmm, whatever they're doing is perfect.
Right.
Everybody's picking some little thing about their character, whether it's playing with a prop in their hand,
mm-hmm,
or perhaps eating candy, something that is just going to be their thing,
right,
on the stage.
Right.
And I'm just sort of orchestrating the movement and making sure that there are little moments that, mm, that are coming alive that will be like pictures and building that suspense.
Yes.
And it's all part of it. The lights, the lights are going to be crucial in this, actually.
Absolutely.
Or the lack of lights when all the lights go out. The music,
mm-hmm,
the costumes.
Sure.
From the 1940s. Everything is all part of the production.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fodder for us to get into in the bottom half of the hour. But it's 9:31, so we're going to take a little pause. We're going to hear a quick word, and then we'll talk about the buzz. And then, of course, after that, we're going to hear more about Wait Until Dark, which is coming to the TheaterWorks New Milford Theater on March 28th, running through April 14th. You can go to theaterworks.us or call the box office, 860-350-6863. And as I said, we're going to pause for a quick word, and then we will be back with the buzz.
At the YMCA, finding your why starts by making an impact together, touching lives for the better. It can be the gift of time or treasure, supporting a community through talent without measure. Here, compassion fuels commitment, finding fulfillment through enrichment, serving and improving. What a way to live, and what a gift it is to give. Find your why and get involved today at ymca.org for a better us.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, let's look at the theater world, shall we? First up, the performances. Goshen Players have announced their production of 9 to 5, the musical. That'll be running April 27th through May 12th. For tickets and information, you should go to goshenplayers.org. Landmark Community Theater is wrapping up their production of Escape to Margaritaville this weekend. They have a performance tonight and a performance tomorrow. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org to find out more or see if there's any tickets left. Phoenix Stage Company's announced their next production will be The Legend of Georgia McBride. That'll be happening May 4th through May 18th. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more or to purchase tickets. As we've been talking about here this morning, TheaterWorks New Milford will be putting on Wait Until Dark. That'll be happening March 28th, running through April 14th. For tickets and info, you can go to theaterworks.us or call the box office, 860-350-6863. And the Warner Theater is wrapping up their production of The Irish and How They Got That Way today and tomorrow. They have a show tonight and a show tomorrow afternoon. Go to warnertheater.org to see if there's any tickets left. One audition to mention, the Warner Theater has auditions for their production of Love, Sex, and the IRS. Those will be on March 24th and 25th from 7 to 9 p.m., and those are by appointment only. To schedule an audition appointment, you should go to warnertheater.org. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we'll be back with more Wait Until Dark.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
And we are back here on Backstage on WZBG. And this morning we're talking about Wait Until Dark, which is coming to TheaterWorks New Milford. Again, it's opening on March 28th for a special senior night performance. It's going to be running through April 14th. I almost jumped into May. There is a month between March and May. I keep forgetting that for some reason. And to talk about it here this morning, I'm joined by director Kelly Solomon and actor Sam Everett. And I love a good thriller. I really do. There's something about it, just being transported, being on the edge of your seat about something and whatnot. And we were talking before the break about the cast and the importance of the other elements of the production. You know, you can do an Our Town play, you know, you need like a ladder and a few chairs and whatever. You can do the Fantastics, which you need a box and some props, and that's about it, really. But with a thriller like Wait Until Dark, you need something a little more immersive. You need something to be a very tactile, physical space. So I wanted to ask about the production design. You know, if memory serves, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it primarily takes place just in this apartment that the couple lives in. So it's 1940s era. So what was your, you know, design process? Did you have a specific idea? Were you open to what the production team was able to put together? Did the script call for anything specific?
Well, the script always includes a design that's helpful for the director. And we have a terrific team of builders and set designers at TheaterWorks in New Milford, Leif Smith and Arnold Daly. And Arnold built the set and Leif designed it. And of course we gave a lot of input about what we needed, because there's doors opening and closing and slamming and closets and there's a landing. It's a garden apartment. And my daughter actually lived in a garden apartment in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
So you go off, you know, underneath the brownstones. So you go off the main street, and then you sort of step down onto a landing, and then you go into the apartment. So we had to have windows where you could see sort of the street traffic going by in the back. So I'm excited to see that when it's all lit. Right now we're still, I think we're painting today.
Okay.
And when I say we, Leif is painting today. So.
But it's a necessity to have a space to inhabit. Now, Sam, have you been in the space at all since walls have gone up? Or
Oh, yeah. And especially just like reading through the script, you know, because of, you know, just the nature of the show, there's a lot of stage directions.
Sure.
And there are some very specific things, like this needs to be placed here, or, you know, we need to have this here so that she can kind of, like, knock into it or be able to use that later. But, you know, it looks great. And, you know, every part of it fits very well.
Oh, if I don't mention, this would be a huge issue, but we've hired a fight coordinator.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because there are actual fight scenes between Allie and the burglars.
Oh, okay.
So Rob Richnofsky.
Oh, yes. Friend of the show.
Fight Guy Rob.
Yeah.
He is amazing. And so he's really helped with the knife fights. Mm-hmm. He's helped with some of the tumbling and falling. Mm-hmm. And so that nobody gets hurt on
right.
the set.
Right.
And he's just been a really terrific asset to this production.
Yeah, he is in demand in the area because of mm-hmm. his fight choreography expertise. You know, I've worked with a couple of folks, all very, very good. Rob is just mm-hmm. next level. Does he still have the long hair?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. He wears it so well.
He does, I must say. He's very swashbuckling. If it were me, I would have chopped it off months ago. It would have driven me crazy. That's interesting. The fight choreography. Okay. Because, you know, people probably don't think about it when they're seeing it because ideally it looks really good, but it's so easy for something to go wrong. In a film, you can do multiple takes and you don't actually have to worry about how close things have to be because of, you know, camera tricks and whatnot. On stage, it's a little more complicated and people have to be able to do it multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting. Okay. So we've got a set, we've got the design, we've got fight choreography going on. You also mentioned the importance of lighting a show like this.
Yes.
Or in some cases, maybe not lighting, depending right. on. How do you strike a balance when things are supposed to be in darkness
right.
of giving darkness, but allowing the audience, does the audience need to see some things, or do you just go full darkness and let the audience take from it what they will?
Well, you know, there's the... I don't know if you've ever seen the image. It's sort of an iconic image that when Audrey Hepburn lights the match and holds it out mm-hmm. in front of her, mm-hmm. and that's all you see in the film
yeah.
is sort of the illumination of her face mm-hmm. with the matchstick.
Right.
And which, of course, is not for her benefit. It's
right.
That's the entire light inside the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing around with that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Sam's role is as a photographer.
Okay.
So we have sort of a red light that you would have for a photographer. You know, so the lighting is very sensitive.
Mm.
And I want to add, too, because I did some prop hunting this week. And at The Hunt, actually, that's the name of... sort of a vintage store in town.
Oh, interesting.
We had to find for him a 1940s photo enlarger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember the old school enlargers? Yeah. So that was tricky to find, but I think they...
It's amazing. I mean, I walked in the other day, and it was the first thing that caught my eye. And I did a bunch of, like, darkroom photography stuff in college.
Mm-hmm.
So that little inner nerd part of me came out, and I was like, oh, my gosh, look at this. Like, oh, look, yes. These pieces are great.
Right? I just want to touch them, but I shouldn't.
I shouldn't. It's going to crumble into dust.
We purchased it on eBay, and I don't know. We just can't bump into it or
right.
touch it or anything.
And that's... one of the bigger challenges for some of the community groups, I think, is when you're doing a period piece, finding some of this stuff, A, it's just becoming hard to find in general.
Yeah.
And B, when you find it, sometimes the cost gets prohibitive because mm-hmm. they're so rare. But it does add so much to the immersion in the space and in the time period. And, you know, it would be very anachronistic to see, here, there's Sam in 1940-something with his digital camera taking, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe him.
That doesn't seem right. I don't know why. But we're talking this morning about Wait Until Dark, which is coming to TheaterWorks New Milford from March 28th to April 14th. And I almost went backwards into February. Good. I'm having a morning, apparently. I'm fine. You can get tickets at their website, theaterworks.us, or call the box office, 860-350-6863. And I think now is a good time to take another little music break. We can come back with the weather, and then we'll be really towards the end of the show, so we'll have to hit some of the other additional highlights. But here's one from the 97 Broadway cast recording of Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, yes.
Again, a fitting, I think, fitting song for a show like Wait Until Dark. This is Dangerous Game.
I feel your fingers Your chilling touch as it runs down my spine. Watching your eyes as they invade my soul. Forbidden pleasures I'm afraid to make mine. At the touch of your hand, at the sound of your voice, at the moment your eyes meet mine, I am out of my mind, I am out of control, full of feelings I can't define.
It's a sin with no name,
like a hand in a flame,
and our senses proclaim
it's a dangerous game.
A darker dream that has no ending, that's so unreal, you believe that it's true. A dance of death, out of a mystery tale. The frightened princess doesn't know what to do. Will the ghosts go away, or she will them to stay? Either way, there's no way to win.
All I know is I'm lost, and I'm counting the cost. My emotions are in a spin. I don't know who's to blame.
It's a crime and a shame,
but it's true all the same.
It's a dangerous game. Shame, fire, fury, and flame.
And the devil's to blame, and the angels proclaim. It's a dangerous
Dangerous Game from the original Broadway cast recording of Jekyll and Hyde here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:47, so we should talk about the weather. And I think, Sam, you lost the coin toss, so you get to do the weather.
Yeah. Should have had the captain go out there. So, all right. Well, so today for Saturday, March 16th, 2024, it's going to be partly to mostly sunny, mild and pleasant with a high of 55. Tonight, we're looking for an increase in clouds, so it's going to be a little bit cloudy out there with low 40s. Tomorrow, on Sunday, we're going to have a band of showers throughout mid-morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Then partly cloudy, breezy, and still a little mild. We're going to see some highs near 50 to 55. Always love to see that.
Right.
Then on Sunday night, it's going to be mainly clear and a little bit colder with lows of 25 to 30. Monday, we're going to be mostly sunny, a little bit chilly, high of 40. And Monday night will be clear and cold with a low of 25 to 30. And we're going to finish this up with Tuesday, which is going to be bright sun but chilly with the high upper 30s.
There you go. It's currently about 44 degrees at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. And we're in that weird part of winter where it's like you get a couple days of spring weather, you get a couple days of nice winter weather, and this is when everybody's going to be, you know, getting the sniffles and whatnot, because your body just doesn't know what nature wants to do.
I don't know what to do with my shorts drawer. Yeah. I have no idea. I just keep on trying to bring the stuff out, and then I just put it back.
Right? Huh. You know, what jacket do I wear in the morning? Do I put on the heavy winter jacket because it's cold and there's frost on the car, knowing full well that when I get out, it's going to be warm and I'm going to be sweating with the jacket on? Do I wear something lighter and then I'm cold in the morning?
I don't trust myself.
Right?
I'm a big fan of vests.
Okay.
Sort of in between.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I tell my students all the time, layers. The secret is always layers. You can add them, can subtract them within reason. But that's where we are with the weather stuff. Mm-hmm. It's awkward. But today is gorgeous. Today is absolutely beautiful. And I hate to suggest to people to go out when there's so much great theater happening and you mm-hmm. can be indoors watching that. But at least during the day on a Saturday, there's usually not any theater happening. So go out and enjoy and get the fresh air and whatnot. And then in the evening, check out some great theater.
Exactly.
You know?
Perfect.
And in a couple of weeks, who knows? Maybe the weather will be kind of blah, and then that'll help drive people into the theater.
Perfect. I'm trying to arrange it.
You're getting your rain dance all prepped and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah. It's going really well.
Lighting a candle at church or whatever your place of worship happens to be. We're talking this morning about Wait Until Dark, which is coming to TheaterWorks New Milford on March 28th and running all the way through April 14th. You can go to theaterworks.us for tickets and info or call the box office 860-350-6863. Kelly, as the director, I don't want to imply that the show is provocative, mm-hmm. But is this a show that kids would come to and enjoy, or do you think it gears more towards like adult?
Well, it does gear more toward adults, mm-hmm. And I will say that in some of the scenes when the young actress who is in the production will be sitting in the audience with her mom during some, let's say, for example, those fight scenes. Mm-hmm. And they're frightening.
Sure.
And they look realistic.
Yeah.
And, but she knows it's make-believe. Mm-hmm. And she's actually part of TheaterWorks Kids, which is our program that we have for young people, sort of an after-school theater program. And, we're going to, something I suggested, I think somebody else suggested to me, and then I suggested to the TheaterWorks teacher, TheaterWorks Kids teacher, to bring the children who are in that program mm-hmm. to one of the matinees, mm-hmm. and that the actors would be happy to do a Q&A afterwards with those kids. Mm-hmm. So I think, you sort of know your child, and you know what would scare them and what wouldn't scare them. Mm-hmm. But I think definitely teenagers are going to love this.
Sure.
Maybe middle schoolish, mm-hmm. But not too much younger than that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And as far as language is concerned, is it fairly tame? Does it get sort of blue?
It there's a few scenes where it gets pretty blue.
Okay. I think there's
maybe one or two F-bombs that get dropped.
And I don't say this to try to drive people away, but I also think it's important that people are informed going in.
Absolutely.
You don't want to show up. Oh, TheaterWorks! I've seen shows there before. Come on, little, 5-year-old Janie. Let's go see a play. And, people running out clutching their pearls. Uh-huh. Because it's a thriller. It's about people that break into a home and about a woman who is seemingly at a great disadvantage and maybe in grave danger.
Right.
So just so that people.
Well, interestingly enough, I have done shows with working with children. Mm-hmm. Of course, I would, when I taught middle school, I directed some of the productions at the middle school, and when we were discussing the calendar ahead, I said, with little ears in the theater now mm-hmm. afterwards, I said, "Oh, and just remember, in 2 weeks we have," and I didn't want to say it, but anyone in the theater world knows the week that you before you open is called HE Double Hockey Sticks Week.
Right.
So that's mm-hmm. how I phrased it. But her mom was like, "That's fairly mild. You can say that the week that
Tech week.
Some people call it Heaven Week.
Right.
You know? It's all in the perspective.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it, though.
Well, right. Yeah.
Tech Week.
Yeah.
Heaven yeah. Week. Yeah.
It's all in how you approach it, right? You know, there are some shows that it's more of an undertaking. You know, I'm flashing back to our Mary Poppins experience, which was a fabulous show.
Fabulous show.
I thought it went very, very well. But there were so many technical elements to that just made that week such a challenge.
Thankfully, we're not, like, putting, like, Susan on, like, wires and launching her into the air.
Or moving oversized set pieces that require hundreds of pounds of counterweight. Yeah. No, it was a fabulous experience, but that was a more challenging version. Whereas other shows, it's a breeze. It's like, oh, this is Tech Week? This is like week one. Come on.
We're good.
Yeah, we're fine. We're coming to the end. So one of the questions I like to end with, and I'm going to pose it to both of you. You both get a chance to respond. What do you hope audiences walk away with after having seen Wait Until Dark?
Well, I always say the best entertainment for me, whether it's a movie, I've gone to some short film festivals, one-act theater festivals. If it engages my emotions, if it makes me cry, if I laugh out loud, if I'm scared to death, truly, that's a winner for me.
There you go.
I just want my emotions engaged. If I could have that entire ride in one show, even better.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And by the way, there is a lot of humor in this.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Yes.
Well, you know, it's like I explained to my students, it's you can't keep an audience at one emotional level for an indefinite period of time. Mm-hmm. You need them up, then you need to give them a break, and then you need to bring them back up, and you need to give them a break. So the humor is going to show up, even if it's darker humor, but at least it gives you that breather.
Just like in a horror film.
Yes.
Don't you love it if there's something comedic just before something wicked happens or right after?
Yeah.
Just to give you that relief. Well,
Freddy Krueger. He made a career out of, you know, gruesome kill and then cheesy one-liner. So it works. Yeah. It works. Sam, what about you? What do you hope audiences walk away with?
I definitely hope they just walk away with a, you know, appreciation for the theater. Mm-hmm. You know, like growing up doing shows, I always remember going to shows in the area and seeing people, you know, just putting on these amazing performances. And that's what, you know, kind of got me into theater, but also gave me the confidence to go into theater.
Sure.
because I was like, wow, like these people really put their whole selves into this. And, you know, that gives me confidence, like that I could. But like seeing a good show is the one thing that will, you know, truly stick with you. And that's what I hope it does. Just like you were saying, just something that really allows you to feel that whole spectrum of emotions and come out of it, you know, thinking a little bit differently. So, yeah.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself. And I think audiences will get that if they go to see, and they should go to see, Wait Until Dark. It's coming to TheaterWorks New Milford, opening on March 28th, a special I keep calling it senior night, but it means it's intended for senior audience members.
65 and up.
65
they
and up.
Can reserve tickets online for free.
Yeah.
That's free for seniors, 65 and up. We also have a Pay What You Want night, which is, I believe, the following Thursday, April 4th.
Yes.
And that also, if you go online, you can reserve the seats that you want and not pay anything online, but when you arrive at the theater, you give a donation.
Sure.
Yes.
So the special senior night, March 28th, the official general audience opening night, March 29th.
That is the gala.
The gala.
Gala.
Of course.
And there will be
tuxedo?
Food and beverages following the show.
Ooh, food and beverages.
I work in education. I'll pick one of my 12 tuxedos.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you wear to work on a regular day.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. He makes it work. I mean, you don't see the powder blue too much anymore, but it works on you, Sam. Yeah,
it was blinding in the sunlight. I get it.
Yeah. And so it's going to run March 28th through May I really need to relearn the calendar here, apparently. March 28th through April 14th. Tickets are available online, theaterworks.us, or call the box office, 860-350-6863. Kelly and Sam, thank you so much for coming in this morning to talk about the show. I wish you great success. Break all the legs. And I hope the audiences come out in droves to come see it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And in the meantime, we're going to leave you with a bit, because we're up against it, but a bit of a song. I'm going back to the sort of prototypical Broadway musical. We're going to go back to Oklahoma. From the 98 Royal National Theater cast recording, this is Shuler Hensley with Lonely Room. Have a great week, everybody.
The floor creaks, the door squeaks, there's a field mouse nibbling on a broom. And I sit by myself, like a cobweb on a shelf.
Litchfield County's favorite, FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.